You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Five, four, three, two, one. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And guess what? I just have one thing to say to you today. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I got that out. It was a little raspy, but that is my gift to you. Everyone, Merry Christmas. Can you believe that it is the week of Christmas? Wow. I want you to send me an email and kind of let me know what your Christmas traditions are. What are you and your family doing? What are some of the traditions in the country or in the state where you live? Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and also include your New Year's traditions and celebrations. I just love learning about new cultures and hearing from you. Well, I'm excited about my show today. I'm going to be teaching for the last 2 weeks in December. And today, my show is going to be in two parts, and I'm going to be teaching in part one, how to change your story. Change the story you are telling yourself so that you can manifest your dreams, or how to change your story and change your world. And then in part two, I have Miss Kelly Cook. She's going to be sharing about how she lost 90 pounds before she even stepped into a gym. Wow. She certainly had to change her story, right? So I can't wait to hear what Miss Kelly has to say. But first of all, I want to remind you to follow me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram is LOA Constance, and on Facebook is Coach with Constance. So just follow me on social media. You'll get to see another side of me. And usually on Monday mornings at 10 a.m., I do conduct a Facebook Live. Excuse me. So I'm excited. Drum roll, please. Da-da. I'm excited about my Christmas special that I have just for you. You know, I thought about what everybody has really been going through this year, and this is my last special of the year, and it's my buy one hourly session, coaching session, and get another one free. It's your opportunity to coach with a master coach, that's me, a master trainer, and a master's level counselor. Y'all heard me say that a master is anyone who has over 10,000 areas in a particular area. I probably got 30,000. I don't know. I must be a master to the third degree. But anyway, so one way that you can choose to use your coaching sessions, if you're single, let me talk about relationships first and then money, might be you will have opportunity to coach with me and learn how to position yourself to attract genuine love. Maybe in 2020, you realize, Miss Constance, I'm tired of being by myself, you know, or I'm going to be really teaching you how you need to become what you desire to attract, how to get clear about what you desire, how to let your past go, how to really factor in God as the great matchmaker and how to call in love with your thoughts, affirmations, and visualization. That's for my single people. So for my married people, you know, I've got more married folks coaching with me because y'all been home with each other, right? Because of the pandemic. So whatever's in you is going to come out. And so since people have been so closely connected, they're realizing that they're not connected possibly. So if you're married or in a committed relationship, you can take advantage of my two sessions. And I'm going to really be teaching you how to communicate more effectively with your partner, how to work through conflict. You know, the stats show that if you can learn how to work through conflict, that you can make it in your marriage. How to maintain a deeper emotional and sexual connection with your partner, and just tips for choosing to fall in love all over again. I'm also assisting a lot of business owners about how can you position yourself online. You've heard me say it's no more brick and mortar, it's click and order. What do you need to do? How can you get in front of more people? What goods, products, and or services do you have that people are looking for? All righty, anything else? So if you want to reinvent or to rediscover or to just create something very different in the second part of your life, you know, you can use your two sessions for that purpose. And you know, I had someone this week to do something so gracious, and this person lives all the way in Australia, and she purchased two sessions, and she said, "Constance, this is not for me." And I'm trying to remember exactly what she said. She said, "I am giving this out of a place of abundance by paying it forward for someone else who might need it." And when you identify it, just let them know that I'm giving it from a place of abundance. That's a powerful principle. I don't have time to expound on it, but when you give from a place of abundance, you're in a powerful vibration. So this is a great time to invest in yourself. If your husband or wife says, "What do you want, baby?" You might want to say, "I want to take advantage of Constance's Christmas special. It expires on, let's see, December the 31st. You can purchase for yourself, a family member, a coworker, etc. So it is my gift to you. You can buy as many sessions as you desire and begin using them in 2021. All righty. I have a lot to say. My website, I need to tell you that, don't I? Fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can pay via PayPal or you can use Cash App, and my Cash App is $Constance Arnold. And while you're on my website, if this show has been a blessing to you in 2020, I know it has, y'all, because I've had some powerful guests. If you've been transformed, inspired, motivated, if you were down one day and you listened to my show and you became energetic and more focused, I'm going to ask you to make your donation so that I can really help more people around the world. That's around the world. Got that out. That's $Constance Arnold. So let me help you today. Y'all know how I am. I like to really lay a great foundation. You know, people say, "Constance, I want you to teach more. So you got me for the remainder of the year." So I'm talking to you about change the story that you've been telling yourself and change your life. Change your story, change your world, and manifest your dreams. So whatever you're experiencing in your life is a direct reflection of the story you've been telling. I could teach on that for an hour. So really, you are the narrator of your life. What you continue to think, believe, see, feel creates the movies of your life. Have you ever seen somebody narrate a play or narrate something, a musical show? What are they doing? They're telling you about what's coming next or what's going to happen. So as the narrator of your own life, you're creating your own movie. You can decide if you're going to have a documentary, a drama, or a romantic comedy. So your stories are always in control of all of your outcomes in your life. So the great news is that you are in control of your stories. So if you control in control of your stories, that means that you are in control of the outcomes. And the good news is that you can change your story at any time. So what is your story? Your story is what you think, feel, talk about, believe, image, all of your past experiences, your emotions, your moods, and your dominant feelings. And your stories really come from your childhood, your past experiences, your thinking, your perspective about life. Change your story and you can manifest your dream in 2021. You can't manifest something new in an old vibration. I was talking to someone just this week and they were going on and on about their husband. Now, this person been divorced for 7 years and he did this and he did that. So her story is, I'm still the victim. I'm still hurt. He still left me. He left me and I'm stuck. So it's, I tell her, it's only when you begin to change your story to, yes, that happened to me, but I believe that I can create a better future. I'm going to take the lessons learned. I'm going to extract the lessons and the upgrades from this experience, and I'm going to go to next level living. So until she changes her story, she will keep manifesting the same thing. So could it be that you're manifesting the same thing because you got an old story? I'm telling y'all, this is powerful. So how do we tell our story? Like I said, through what we believe, what we continually think, our mood, our emotions, what are you saying about your life and who you are, your self-talk, what is your self-talk all day long, what you imagine, what you think about your environment and your experience. So if your story in for 2020 is, man, this was crazy and it was, this has been hard and it was, but can you say from that, but boy, I'm going to extract the good from that and I'm going to take that into 2021 and beyond and create the best version of myself. Everybody see that? So start telling the story that you desire. Remember, you are the architect of your own reality. You are powerful. You're not a victim and you can rewrite your story whenever you are ready. Your story shape and create your reality. So God is not holding back on you, sir, my dear. God is waiting for you to change your story. Most of your stories aren't even true, but they're based on limiting belief. And the interesting thing, y'all, is your brain believes the story that you have repeated over and over again. So if you're saying it's hard to make a lot of money, your brain and your subconscious begins to believe that. And it begins to create that reality in your life because it thinks that that's your story. So many of you have been suffering emotionally and psychologically, like the woman that I referred to about her marriage. And, you know, you're creating bad stories. But the good news is what? You can rewrite them. So as you tell the story the way that you want it to be, your life story, the universe has to comply. It's a universal law. So what are some of the stories that we've been telling ourselves? See if you can identify with any of these. I'm too young or I'm too old. I don't have a degree. It's hard to lose weight after the age of 50. Don't tell my upcoming guest that, not that she's 50. I lose weight easily. You have to work two or three jobs to make it these days. It's easy for me to be rich. It's too late for me to make it big. Age is just a number. It's never too late. Everybody, I will never be rich. So what is your story? And so until you change your story, you're going to keep manifesting the same thing. But the good news is at any time, you can begin to think differently, get a different perspective, change your self-talk, imagine something different, feel differently, create a different mood, and believe something differently and begin creating a new story. Remember, your subconscious does not know the difference between what a truth and a lie. So these are some questions that I think you need to ask yourself about your stories. Is this story true? Who told me it was true? Who told me that you can't lose weight after 50? You see what I'm saying? Is this the only possible version of the story, or could it be something different? Did I write this story, or did someone else tell me the story that if you're a minority, it's hard to start a business? Did somebody else tell me the story that if you don't have a degree, you cannot get promoted in a Fortune 500 company? Who told you that? And that's some more questions. Does this story that I've been telling myself create positive outcomes in my life? Does this story make me feel good? Will this story get me where I want to go? Is this the best story that I can tell myself? Is this the best version of my story that I want to create the new life in 2021? If the story that was given to me by someone else no longer serves me, can I rewrite the story of my own life now? And the answer to that is a big resounding yes. This is powerful, y'all. So what is your story about? And this is your assignment. What is your story about love? What is your story about money, health, success, and purpose? If y'all didn't listen to my show, I think a couple of weeks ago, where I answered the person's question about I am, you could just begin to say, I am abundant. That could be your new story. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am open to receive the unlimited supply of the spirit. I'm open to receive innovative ideas and inspirations that will help me to create goods, products, and our services to serve others and bring more wealth and abundance in my life. That could be the beginning of your story around money. What about health? What about success? Somebody said to me, you still wearing 4-inch heels? And I'm like, my story is, I'm going to always wear 4-inch heels if that's what I want. And the person said, well, you know, I'm a baby boomer like you, and I just can't even wear heels anymore. Baby, that's not my story. Be it unto you according to whatever story that you tell. So, let me give you four steps or four decisions that you can make. And then I'm going to give you two examples of how you can create your own story. Number one, you got to truly decide once and for all that the stories that you've been sharing or living are not true. A great example of that would be, you guys have heard me say this. I had a friend, we were out shopping. I said to her, why don't you try on that red dress? She said, I can't wear red. I'm like, why not? She said, I'm too dark to wear it. I said, who told you that? Or I could have said to her, whose story is that? She's in her 50s. And she said, my mom said when I was young, I couldn't wear red. But your mom is now passed on and deceased. What's your story now? You see how subtly that comes into our lives. So truly decide that you have the right to say, no, these stories aren't true. Step two, believe that you're in control and that you can write and live a better story. Step three, rewrite your story in one area of your life, beginning with just one area. Read it out loud every day. Think about it. Let that be your new perspective. Imagine it. Let that be your self-talk. Feel it. Align your emotions with it. Everybody sees it, and you can add to your story. Step four, do it again and again. So let me read the story that I wrote 21 years ago before I started my business. Yeah, I know I was working for the school system, really tired, exhausted, cried every Monday going to work, had so many demands, had two schools and had to reach national guidelines in the area of counseling, etc. So this is why I was still working as a counselor. I began to write my new story instead of saying, poor me, I want something different, I feel stuck here, etc. So this is just an example of what I wrote. I'm so happy and grateful that I have my consulting and training company. I'm excited about traveling the U.S. and eventually the world, teaching and training leadership skill principles. All of my untapped creative and innovative ideas, concepts, and strategies will help bring teams together to be more profitable. All of my creative juices are flowing, and I just love it. I love that I can make my own schedule, take vacations as long as I want to, and that I am living a happy and balanced life. It feels so good to be compensated financially and to be finally be making six figures. Remember, I wasn't doing that as a counselor. So I wrote this. This is my story before I even left the school system. I see my salary getting bigger and bigger each year. It increases. It feels so good to go to sleep and have money, new contracts, and new opportunities waiting for me and increasing in my life and in my business when I wake up. I am grateful for the rave reviews that I received after my training at companies. And when I stand in front of a group, I know I got to take a sip of water, that I'm living out my purpose and using my gifts and talents. Excuse me, everybody. I love the fact that I can schedule times of relaxation with my friends, such as lunches, dinner meetings, and I can be flexible and creative in my choices. Life is great, and I am so grateful. That was me writing my story before it even happened. And of course, I added to that. So pretty soon, you might have a book. So you're not only writing your story, you're reading it, you're thinking about it, you're feeling it, you're talking about it. That is your self-talk. So let me give you an example of someone else. This is just an example that I made up of someone who might have a story that they need to change. So this is an example of a man. And he says, COVID-19 caused me to lose my job, and I was at such a high pay grade, and it's going to be hard for me to find a job that would pay me the amount of money that I made on my old job, plus all of the wonderful company benefits. And anyway, who wants to hire a baby boomer? Companies are looking for young people where they don't have to pay as much money. I am scared. Life sucks. And why did this have to happen to me? So if that continues to be his story, he's going to keep creating the same reality. Just like the lady who was getting over a divorce. Just like the person who talks about all of the time what happened to them in their childhood. My mama left me and is not getting any help for it. Or my daddy wasn't there. Or I'm angry at my boss because she did this or that. As long as you stay in that old paradigm, the old vibration, you're not going to get anything new. So this could be his new story. I'm learning to move through my fears of being unemployed and believe that my extensive experiences really works in my behalf. My years of coordinating, supervision, and executing major projects would be an asset to any company. I have many undiscovered talents and abilities, and I'm open now to explore them. I would be a valuable asset to any company, and I am full of solutions, processes, and strategies. I believe that I would be compensated, possibly even at a higher rate in the private sector market. There is a company searching for someone just like me, and my age is an asset as it gives me decades of expertise that gives me the competitive edge. I'm excited about my new career journey. How many of y'all felt that? This person, even though it's hypothetical, is telling a different story. God is waiting on you to identify what is your old story and to begin making the shift, to begin making the shift in what you think. And when you write it down and you see it, it's really something. Some people call it scripting. So every day you script something new, like I did. I just read a portion of mine, but you script something new about what your new story is going to look like. Christmas will be different this year, but I'm going to be radically grateful and I'm going to be trying something new. I have a friend, and her son has been flying internationally for years. And so he's eaten everything in the world. I mean, he's just a gourmet connoisseur of all kinds of wines, cheeses, and all of that. And so he said, are we going to get together? And she said, you know, we both have tasted everything that there is to taste. Why don't we still practice social distancing and next year make Christmas even more extravagant? Everybody see that? She's telling a different story about how her Christmas is going to be instead of feeling sad about it. So guys, I want you to practice writing out your script or your new story around love, money, health, success, purpose. And if you feel comfortable, send it to me. I would love to see what you're writing. And we know writing it is just one thing. You're speaking it out, you're reading it, you're changing your emotions, your feelings, you're changing your imagination, you're changing your inner talk, your self-talk, your thinking, and your perspective. And when you create a different story, when you change your story, you're literally changing your world. So why not let that be one of the first things that you do? Just begin to write out, what do you want your life to look like in all of those areas in 2021? It's something very powerful about it. Y'all, this is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself over and over again. Remember, you are a powerful creator. You can rewrite your story. You can be the narrator of your own life. You can decide, yes, I want this. No, I don't want this. I want to have love, money, abundance, purpose, and prosperity. I don't want any strife, any fear, those kinds of things. So come out of your victimhood. We know it's been a tough 2020 year, and stand up in all of the authority and all of the power that God has given us. And let's just create and create the best reality ever, you know. And as y'all say every week, you know, as I say every week, rather, y'all say it with me, or at least you better, that your best life is ahead of you. So let's go to these quick commercials, and then we're going to come back and hear how Kelly had to really create a different story because she lost 90 pounds before even stepping a foot into the gym. Stay tuned, everybody.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I'm so excited. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Constance, you're always excited. And I am, because, you know, the Spirit of God always brings to us experts who really give us just what we need for the season that we're in. And today I have a young lady who's going to be talking to us about exercise and how she lost 90 pounds. So my very special guest today is Miss Kelly Cook. And Kelly is a fitness coach and nutrition expert. And she's going to share with us how she lost 90 pounds, y'all, before ever stepping a foot in the gym. And I know Kelly because her beautiful, smiling, welcoming face is the face that I see when I go to the gym to do my strength training. So I would see Kelly and I would walk in and she would say, hello. And in my spirit, I'm like, boy, she sure does love her job. I didn't say anything, y'all. But then after a couple of times, I said to her, you seem so happy about what you're doing. And she said, I love what I do. So it was always so great to go in, and she was always there. Then somehow, y'all know I had to start talking and praying, right? So I started talking to her and found out that she has an amazing story. And I'm so glad to welcome her. So Kelly Cook, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm good. Ready for the holidays. How about you?
I'm great. Great. Speak up just a little bit. So, Kelly, I tell you, when I heard about your miraculous story, I was so amazed. And I picked up on your vibration, the energetic vibration of who you are. So can I tell our listeners about your story? What was your life like weighing 90 pounds more than you do now? And by the way, folks, I'm going to have her picture in the description. I just couldn't believe that was you, Kelly. So tell our listeners, what was your life like? What was your thinking like, et cetera?
Well, I was 20, 21 years old, and I had a three-year-old who I couldn't keep up with because I was 200 pounds. And at 5'4", that's pretty heavy. So I decided that I needed to make a change. And I started to just research really what we need to eat, what we need just to survive. And I actually learned about macronutrients. So a lot of my weight loss happened because I learned exactly what our bodies need just to survive day to day. So I started that at about 20, 21 years old, and I learned what the four macronutrients are, which is going to be fat, fiber, protein, and carbs.
And so explain what macronutrients are. So it's those four things. And mm-hmm. So you decided that anything outside of that, you were not going to eat that.
Exactly. So obviously all of our foods can be broken down into calories, into grams of, you know, protein and carbs and fat. And I really learned less about the calories and more about the grams of protein, fat, and carbs. So that ratio is important to each person, but it's different for everybody. So my macros are going to be different than your macros. So for example, as somebody who works out as much as I do, I need about 125 grams of protein. Calories, I couldn't tell you how much that would be, but I know that every day I'm looking for that much in each meal that I'm eating, so that I'm eating enough to you know, survive with my muscle mass. So once you start doing that, your body doesn't have all that extra. You're not in a calorie surplus, you're in a deficit. And because you're giving your body exactly what it needs, you're not hungry, you're not on a bad diet, you're not starving yourself. You are giving your body exactly what it needs.
And so I want to know your mindset. How were you able to muster up or get motivated enough? We know a lot of people have been in almost the entire year. We talk to people all over the world, Kelly. And so how could a person begin to motivate themselves? Because there's been a lot of, they call it the pandemic 19 or the COVID 19 pounds. What would you say to somebody out there who says, Kelly, I've been in the house, I'm depressed, I've just been going to bread and sweets. What would you say to that person?
I would say that, you know, it's less about the pounds that we've gained, and it's more about why we're going to those sugary sweets, why we're looking for comfort in that. Instead of looking for comfort in food, I found comfort in knowledge on what food fuels me. So I know that if I eat a honey bun right now, it's only going to give me that instant rush, and it's not going to give me the nutrition that my body needs to sustain itself for the next several hours. And I don't want to feel hungry or lethargic when I'm, you know, working from home or whatever it is everyone's doing at this time. I want to feel energized and ready to go. And when you give your body exactly what it needs, you know, you improve all over physically, but mentally as well. And suddenly you don't crave those sugary sweets because you remember what it feels like after that initial rush.
That's good. So I love how I introduced you. You lost 90 pounds before ever stepping foot in a gym. So for all of the folks who are saying, oh my God, Constance, I don't want to go to the gym, I don't have any money, how did you design your own exercise program? And what would that look like for somebody who ain't even been in the gym this entire year?
Well, you don't need any equipment to do body weight exercises. And the best way to get yourself prepared for any type of gym is body weight exercises. You know, I started with my meals because I knew if I wasn't eating right, why would I exercise? I'm just going to be wasting my time. If I'm drinking sodas and eating sugar all the time, well, the workout's not going to matter. So I first just focused on my food. And then once I had the proper nutrition, I wanted to move. I wanted to do squats and lunges. You don't need equipment for that. I like wall sits a lot. Those are all things you can do in your home. And then you can use little things around the house for resistance when you need it, like books for upper body exercises. But everything that you do in a gym, you can do in your home. It's quite easy. But if you don't eat right, you're not going to have the right desire to work out.
So how were you patient enough with yourself? I call it baby stepping your way with your eating and with your exercise. How did you gradually get your body to move?
Well, I really started, you know, again with that food. The first thing that I did was I stopped drinking sodas and I started drinking water. And that made me feel better all over. That's when I started to change each meal. And then with my exercises, I knew that my lower body is always stronger and I don't like doing the upper body stuff. So I started doing little challenges that I had found on Instagram. Like, you know, first you do 5 squats the first day and then you do 10 squats the next day. And when you have something like that to hold you accountable, it makes it easier and more exciting to actually do it every day. So by the end of the 30 days, you've done almost 500 squats. Little things like that really get you into that mindset. Now I look forward to lifting heavy and doing heavy squats and seeing what my PR is going to be.
Tell us what PR is.
Oh, a PR is a personal record. So as you increase your strength, you will see new milestones that you get to. So I'm pretty excited. I'm looking forward to squatting 200 pounds in 2021.
Okay, you go right ahead, Miss Kelly, because Miss Constance, she just gonna come in the gym and do the best that she can. And y'all, if you see her body, she got a toned, lean, mean body. And so Kelly, what are some benefits of exercising? I know that I have a lifestyle of moving my body at least 6 to 7 times a week walking. When you see me, I'm doing my weight training, but I move my body at least 6 to 7 times a week. So talk about the power and the benefits of exercising.
Exercise is good for us all around. It obviously is going to start with our physical sense. You know, when we're exercising, our body feels stronger. We're not going to be as tired as we normally are. And really, exercise moves what's called the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is actually how we get waste out of our bodies. And when we move, we're sweating and pushing all of that out of us. In addition to the physical, obviously it's going to help you mentally. For me, I know that when I'm working out, I feel more in control of my emotions. I feel more in control of my routine, my home life. My dishes are done. If I've worked out that day, it just correlates. And it helps me get myself right and feel more under control. And I think it would help a lot of people.
Right. And we know, what would you say about someone who said, well, you know, I haven't really moved. Should they start with 5 minutes? What would that look like for somebody who's maybe been in the house globally and they're ready to move their bodies? How could they begin doing that?
They could begin by doing something simple, like just walking around the cul-de-sac they live on. Like you said, starting off small, baby steps. That's really what helped me. I never wanted to just go all in. That's not going to be a change that's permanent. So when you give yourself small goals, like walking every day for 5 minutes and increasing that by maybe 3 minutes each day, giving yourself a rest day. You know, you definitely don't want to work out 7 days a week. You want to give yourself a break so that you actually have time to rest and reset. You know, that you're not going to grow muscle if you're working out every single day. But starting off small, giving yourself small goals, and those can be easily found if you don't know where to get started. On Instagram, you can find through hashtags all kinds of little challenges to get yourself off the couch. There's also apps that help you get off the couch, but start very small.
Okay. So did you visualize as you was releasing that weight, you lost 20, 30, 40, 50. When you got to 50, you probably said, oh yeah, I know I'm fine now. So kind of tell me, what was your vision, and did you have a vision for your body, and how important is that?
Well, I did initially have a vision, and honestly, I think that affected me more negatively when I realized that my goal weight wasn't actually what mattered, but how I felt when I got there. I wish that I had changed my journey a little bit. So, you know, if I could go back to what I call, you know, heavy Kelly, if I could go back there, I would focus less on the goal weight and focus more on the goal feeling. Mm. My main goal when I first started was I wanted to be able to keep up with my son when he played. But of course, it turned into more of a physical thing, and I wanted to have a flat stomach, and I wanted to have a certain shape. And when I got to that point, when I got to my thinnest, 110 pounds, I still wasn't 100% happy. And it's because I was so thin that I wasn't able to keep up with my son, and I had gotten away from my initial goal. So when we start to look at a goal like that, it is more attainable when we look at it from a place of, you know, mental change, and less like that physical aspect.
I'm glad you said that, because I think that the world, especially here in the West US, you know, we have a very unrealistic, idealistic view, especially with women, of how the thinner you are, the happier you are. And as a therapist for 30 years, I know that ain't true, Kelly. Mm-hmm. And I love that you were more focused in on health and the benefits of health and how you felt, how you're feeling. That's really important.
Absolutely. And since getting to my smallest, I did put on about 25 to 30 pounds of weight, but I still feel very confident in my shape. But I know now that this is the size that I'm my happiest. I'm very active. I can keep up with my son. I feel good. I'm not so cold all the time. And this is definitely the place that I wish that I had gotten to, you know, years ago when I had gotten to my thinnest.
So do you believe that a lot of women suffer from anorexia, that they are trying to be so thin, a size zero? I told somebody, what's a zero? And I have a friend who says, you know, don't nobody want a bone but a dog. And I'm like, that's kind of cold. But do you feel that a lot of women are under a lot of pressure to be really, really thin?
Absolutely. I mean, you can look on any social media service right now and see women, and their bodies are not built by the gym. Their bodies are built by surgery. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us this unrealistic expectation. And so it changes our relationship with food, which is so bad, because food is supposed to be nutritious. It's supposed to help us move. It's supposed to help us feel good. And when we use food as this negative thing, then we end up either losing too much weight, or a lot of women who are overweight are under eating. And so every time they eat, their body just stores it because they're in survival mode. and they know, their bodies know they're not going to have enough nutrition to, you know, get them from their, you know, driveway to their house. So every time they eat, it stores it. So then they starve themselves even more, and they don't understand why they're not making changes. And it's because of that relationship to food. You know, we have to eat, we have to have food, or we're never going to be able to make it to the next day. So when people can break down food to macros, as opposed to calories or this or that, and their specific macros, then they feel satisfied and full, and they'll watch the weight just fall off. And they're not starving themselves.
So I hear you talk about, and you seem very excited about how your food is your fuel. I got that out.
Yes.
That yes. It's there to really, you should see it as fuel rather than just consumption.
Exactly. And when you change how you view food, then suddenly your desires change. Like, obviously I like sweets because they're just good, but I know how to balance them in my life because I'm like, you know what? My stomach doesn't feel right. I feel heavy. I feel down. And then I eat my clean eating for 2 or 3 days and suddenly everything feels better again. And when you do that for so long, eating bad food doesn't feel good anymore. Eating good food does. Having vegetables does. When I realize I eat vegetables with almost every meal, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel like it, you know, helps not only inside, but my skin, every part of my body, because as humans, we were, you know, meant to eat. So, you know, we've got to eat something. We might as well eat whole foods that are, you know, full of those good macronutrients.
So clean eating, explain mm-hmm. that. What would that look like for you in a given day, Kelly?
Well, in the morning, I always eat an egg white spinach omelet with some sort of complex carb. I like to do oatmeal. I like to do whole wheat bagels. When I'm feeling fancy, I'll do cinnamon bagels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it just kind of varies, but some sort of a whole carb, not something that's going to be really easily digestible, because that's going to take me to my next meal. You know, I try to eat every 3 to 4 hours. Lunch is going to be around 30 to 40 grams of a protein, like chicken, tuna, salmon, just depending on the day. I usually eat jasmine rice for lunch and broccoli, anywhere from about a half a cup to a cup of jasmine rice, depending on if I'm in a deficit or if I'm trying to put on some weight. I do eat protein bars. My favorite is Alani Nu Munchies. It's fantastic.
Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. You can find it at GNC Vitamin Shop, you know, all the good ones. So, and then I always have something like that for dinner as well, which a lot of my meals end up looking a lot alike, but I like them, so I keep eating them. So dinner is usually salmon, some sort of carb, like potatoes or sweet potatoes is my favorite. And then broccoli or another vegetable. I also like roasted Brussels sprouts a lot. And that's a full day. Now, again, occasionally I'm going to have a brownie. I recently made some delicious Supreme brownies that, you know, I helped finish off. So,
okay. So people need to start gradually with their exercise, start mm-hmm. gradually with a food program that works for them. And it sounds like that you're loving yourself when you're exercising. It's not work, and when you're eating right, is that right? What role does loving and caring for yourself play in all of this?
Well, when you love yourself, you're not going to give yourself food or anything that's going to be bad for you. So if you know that, you know, when you eat a donut, you feel that crash afterwards. If you love yourself, you're not going to do that to yourself. If you know that cheese hurts your stomach and you're going to be rushing to the bathroom, then you probably aren't going to eat as much cheese if you love yourself. So for me, the more that I cared about myself, the more I cared about my body, the more I cared about what I was putting inside of it, you know, I wanted that to reflect in how I felt about myself.
And so I'm not trying to get in your business, Miss Kelly, but do you feel that because you're loving and caring for yourself, that possibly you're more attractive and people like that? Expound on that.
Absolutely. When I really started you know, caring more about my body, caring more about myself, it definitely changed how the world interacted with me, because my energy, my light was different. I wasn't feeling down and depressed and negative. I was feeling happy and positive, and I wanted to share this information with people and help people. And nobody's going to talk to you if you're all sad and down. So you have to share that light. And it definitely, definitely changes when you care about what you put inside your body.
Well, I noticed that when I came into the fitness center, you always like, hello. And then, y'all, she had to download the app on my phone because I was old school and they had to put in my phone number. She was like, Miss Constance, hand me your phone so we could get you updated on checking in and everything. But it was your spirit and your energy that I was attracted to. I'm like, And I think I said to you, you're always happy. And that really came out of who you are. Would you say that?
Absolutely. I definitely, because I feel so passionate about what I do, so passionate about health and fitness, I can be happy every day because I spend 40 hours a week at my job and I love being there. I love doing it because of what I've experienced. So it definitely makes a huge difference where you spend your most time at. If you're not happy there, you're definitely not going to be happy. But when you can find joy in what you do, you're always going to be able to share that happiness.
So what are the tips or insight or how-tos can you share with people about exercise, weight release, and eating?
Well, to start, I would definitely encourage every person to look at what their specific macros would be. You can Google a macro calculator on your phone, and you'll input your age, your height, your weight, and your workout level. So if you're sedentary, if you work a you know, at-home job and you're not very active, you can still change the way you eat and watch changes happen. So you can plug that in, find your macros, and eat that way. Now, I would encourage everyone who eats macros to do some sort of activity, because if not, you'll end up with saggy skin. You know, you'll end up in a place like I was because I was scared of the gym. Not happy with your body and losing a lot of, for women, their femininity, with, for men, their masculinity. You lose a lot of your shape if you just change your eating and don't do any type of body weight exercises. So that's where you start though. Look at your macros, change that soda to a water bottle while you're Googling this and learning about it. You know, and then you slowly make those changes in each meal. So breakfast is always on the go and lunch is always quick, but dinner, you'll take time and actually try to clean it up a little bit and cook something at home instead of eating out.
So does, I know weight training shapes my body. Talk to us about weight, especially women, because they feel like, oh no, I don't want to have no muscles. Explain to women about weight, because you don't have any muscles. I mean, you know, muscular, masculine.
Right. And that's what's so crazy. I lift heavy weights. Every girl I know that lifts heavy weights, they have the shape that we want. They have the thin waist and the big hips and the big butts, the nice thighs. Those are women who are squatting 250, 300 pounds. A girl I worked with at the gym, she could hip thrust almost 400 pounds and she had a shape that made people just, I mean, stare, like everybody is going to stare at her because her shape was so beautiful. You know, we get afraid of looking like a bodybuilder, but the way you look like a bodybuilder is by eating a very, very strict macro diet and training very, very, very strict often. If you weight train 2 to 3 times a week, what you're going to do is maintain your femininity, because each part of our body is a muscle. So we have to make it work and move. You know, if you never move your legs, then you're not going to have glutes and thighs. If you never, you know, work your upper body, you're not going to have those shapely shoulders that make you look like you're standing up taller. Weights do not make us look masculine. I lift heavy 5 days a week. Well, mostly.
Wow. Amazing. And so what about spirituality or going inside or meditation? What role does that play in health, exercise, and eating healthy?
Well, I think that when we distract ourselves with fast food, with our phones, with things like that, then we never take the time to really think and focus. And working out, thinking about food, researching about food, taking that time to really learn something and not distract yourself, it also helps you navigate things in your brain. For me, when I work out, I might be listening to music, but I'm actually thinking about everything. And after my workout, I've usually dealt with some sort of problem or, you know, worked on something, and it does feel like you're meditating. But again, when you're doing other types of activity like yoga, you actually do meditate. And that is a very, very impactful thing for people who might have stuff going on in their mental health.
Yeah. Well, I know you know what's going on, Miss Kelly, and you have an Instagram page. And guys, you need to contact her because I love her spirit. Do you work with people via virtual? So that means that wherever they are, you're here in the ATL. So if somebody's in Europe or wherever, you can work with them and teach them about nutrition. So give people your contact information, your website, your Instagram, et cetera, and anything else you want to share.
Absolutely. I do work with people. I would love to write meal plans for people all over. It's very easy for me. You can follow me on Instagram at Killer Kells, and that's two S's. And
spell that,
DM
spell
me.
That.
Okay. It's the at @KILLERKELLSS. Okay. If you DM me, I will be glad to work with you and help you figure out what works for your body.
And you know, everybody who's just listening, y'all know how I am. She has a wonderful spirit. She's in the vibration of health, vitality, energy, exercise. And I felt like that she would be a powerful guest, and she has been, but I believe that because she has lived that experience, that she would really help you because she's already in the vibration of what many of you want. So if she's in the vibration of that, then she knows how to really get you there. And Kelly, you got any famous last words for listeners all over the world? I'm so glad that I asked you to be on the show. It took us a while to get here, folks, but I just believe that it's the divine timing of God that she's on the show. It's the end of the year. You know, people are feeling some kind of way. What would you like to say to people, Kelly?
I would just like to remind everyone that health is not about a physical look, but about a mental feeling, and it's definitely worth navigating.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, guys, make sure you visit her Instagram page and email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded by a loving, giving, supporting spirit. I want you to think, feel, and say this week, something good is going to happen to me and through me this week. Make a decision to create your best week ever.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.